Hello, and welcome to Alpine Valley, one of the top 10 music venues in the country, according to Rolling Stone magazine. Please listen carefully to this announcement at least once or twice, or maybe three times. A small prize may be awarded to anyone who can remember it word for word after 10 o'clock tonight. Listening carefully will save yourself and your party a lot of trouble, frustration, arguing, and the selection process to choose the unlucky person who will have to walk back to your vehicle to return a prohibited item, or the sadness that happens when you need to throw a beloved item away. Before entering the theater, you and your belongings will be subject to a pat-down and metal detector search. This is to ensure that you don't have any prohibited items stashed anywhere they shouldn't be, like in those really large pants or under that billowy skirt. If you choose to refuse the search, you will not be permitted to enter the theater. As you approach the gates, please keep the lines moving and assist our staff by emptying your pockets of any metal items, completely opening your bags and purses, unfolding your blankets, and taking off your hats. Don't take off your shoes or remove your belts. We're not flying anywhere that we know of today. No need to be alarmed. The gate searchers with the rubber gloves are refreshingly gentle, and hernia exams are not included in your ticket price. Let's start with what you can and cannot bring into the theater today. Your comfort and safety are our main concern, so you can bring the following items into the theater. These items include extra clothes, small blankets or tarps, low-level beach-style lawn chairs no more than 5 inches off the ground, small backpacks, bags or purses, cameras without detachable lenses, food in clear Ziploc containers, non-glass factory-sealed or empty water bottles, limited to one per person, and audio recording equipment. All other items should be left in your vehicle or thrown away prior to approaching the gates. We all want you to have fun and be safe today, so there are some things that you won't be allowed to bring in the theater. These items can be dangerous to both you and the band if they are used not for good, but for evil. All right, stop, collaborate, and listen. Here we go with the list of things you can't bring in and shouldn't try to sneak into the theater today. These prohibited items include all cans and bottles of any kind other than non-glass, factory-sealed or empty water bottles, large blankets and tarps, filled or empty camelbacks, hula hoops, high lawn chairs, umbrellas and strollers, sharp-studded or pointed jewelry or clothing, weapons of any kind including but not limited to firearms, pocket knives, pepper spray, tasers, hatchets, throwing stars, batons, catapults, sledgehammers, brass knuckles, swords, machetes, sickles, spears, bullwhips and slingshots, shake weights, chia pets, slap chops, laser pointers, glow and LED sticks and necklaces, noise-making devices such as whistles, foghorns, megaphones, and cowbells, even if you have a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell, banners, flags, or signs, fireworks of any kind including sparklers, and any and all items deemed to be unsafe by theater management. Now let's talk about those newfangled technology items that the young people like to look at versus having conversations with other people. Any cameras with detachable lenses, iPads and other tablets, GoPro-style cameras, those really annoying selfie sticks which make you look incredibly stupid, and any other video recording equipment are strictly prohibited for the show today. While on the Alpine Valley grounds, overnight parking, camping, vending, night putting, putting at night, using remote control aircraft, and the use of fireworks are all strictly prohibited, and violators will be prosecuted. Listen to the following very closely as we play a portion of this loop backwards. We think that there may be a hidden message. A simple rule for the day is be nice and behave, both in the parking lots and inside the theater. If you don't remember that and you interfere with the performance or others' enjoyment of the performance, you may be subject to eviction from the theater grounds at our sole discretion. This includes behavior that is unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature, intoxication or other signs of alcohol impairment that result in irresponsible behavior, foul or abusive language or obscene gestures, failing to follow the instructions of theater staff or tour personnel, and any other objectionable conduct. Keep your ticket in a safe spot, as we're going to ask to see it as you move throughout the theater. If you have an electronic ticket, please confirm you have downloaded the barcode and related images to your device prior to approaching the gates. Those with pit tickets will receive a pit wristband upon entry to the pit area. Don't lose it, as you won't get another one. Anyone with audio recording equipment should enter at gate number one. If you should happen to mysteriously lose your ticket or pit wristband once inside, you can then find any seat you'd like in the lawn, as that is your new seat for the rest of the show. Also, once you leave the theater for any reason today, re-entry is not permitted. Remember that the white zone is for the immediate loading and unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone. Once you're inside the theater, you may wish to purchase a refreshing alcoholic beverage. Before you head to the stands, you will first need to obtain an alcohol wristband by visiting a wristband station with your valid photo ID. If you plan on eating fries, cheese curds, or churros, the wonderful combination of fried dough with sugar and cinnamon, you'll need to present a note from your primary physician to receive a deep-fried foods wristband. Just kidding, there is no wristband required for fried foods. Just remember that moderation is key to a healthy and a low cholesterol lifestyle. And that's one to grow on. If you smoke, you really shouldn't. It's not healthy and annoys those people around you. Smoking, including the use of electronic cigarettes and anything that may be smoked for medicinal purposes, is not permitted in all reserved seating areas and in all buildings at Alpine Valley. And please, please, please stay out of trouble today by not smoking anything that may be legal in other states or countries while you are here. Once seated, please make note of the nearest exits and emergency exits around you, keeping in mind that some exits may be behind you. In preparation for today's show, please ensure your seat backs and tray tables are in their full upright and locked positions, your seat belts are securely fastened, and all your carry-on items are securely stowed. Remember that your seat cannot be used as a flotation device. Thank you for coming out to see Dead & Company today, and we hope you enjoy today's show. You thought I was done. Okay, now I'm done. Seriously. This message will repeat soon, so walk away quickly if you can.